It's Tuesday, the 3rd of August, and it's time to get your grin on with the Grincast, here to discuss the world of gaming from the past week. I'm your host, Ace, and joining me are Rhodes.
You alright?
Mickey.
Hi.
And Winks.
Hey there.
I hope you're very well, because you got to talk about what games you've been playing.
I see that I've already been demoted from host, so thanks everyone.
I mean, you can take over if you want.
No, you're all right, mate. You crack on. Let me be funny, please.
Always a first time. Can you tell us what games you play?
Oh, don't be like... Oh, right. I've been playing Idle Manager. And I've been working those girls into the fucking ground. Like, they're paste now. That's what they are. That's probably the grossest thing I've ever said about human beings.
I mean, at least you called them girls and not something like birds or...
And that's idol as in I-D-O-L, the singers, not... It's not an idol clicker game.
Yeah, there's a fucking clicker game called Idol Simulator, isn't there? Oh, God. Real about that. Yeah. Just to let you know, it's the worst one of the two. I don't mind. That's not true. It's fine. It's very easy to break, though. Just run them concerts and charge those... hardcore fans 100,000 yen a ticket, and they're like, oh, I don't want to pay this, but I will.
Just and like in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, true. I quite enjoy it. It's not too difficult. Well, I kept going bankrupt at first, and then I understood that if you treat people like human beings, they work better. And I was like, wow, this is a revelation. Maybe some video game companies could take note of this. Wow. Whew. Yeah, it's quite nice. It's got a really nice art. I don't know if it's changed too much since I started playing it in Early Access, but the full release has got some really nice art, nice character designs. There's a hell of a lot of stuff in the Steam Workshop already. A lot of it is not safe for work already, would you believe? Somehow, this game has been out for less than a week, and there's already fucking tits. Like, I don't understand how people do it. Someone's created an entire category of advertisement in which they do porn. It's unbelievable. I wouldn't have even considered it.
I mean, the mod tools have been out for a while. You just couldn't put anything on Steam. So I imagine that there is a lot more waiting to go up.
Oh, goody. I can't wait to get more porn mods. Don't quote that.
Top 10 list when?
The best idle porn magazines for you in Idle Manager. Yeah, it's really good. I recommend everyone play it. It's a good little sim. You can sort of AFK all the time. There's not actually like anything adult really in the game. It's actually quite a well-rounded take. There's not many points. In fact, there's not any points where I've played it where I was like, oh God, why is that in this? A lot of it is just like, well, you know, it's actually like made by human beings who see idle members as human beings and realizes that the entire industry is cursed.
Made by human beings, unlike those lizard people at some AAA companies.
I was going to say human people, but I decided that wasn't the right word for some reason and went for beings.
Okay, Nikki, what about you?
Well, other than my usual gacha antics, I decided to give in to peer pressure and play Pokemon Unite, the new MOBA that came out the other week, I think. It shouldn't be as good as it is. And I also forgot how much I really like MOBAs. And I'm kind of addicted to it now. It's currently only available on Switch. It is coming to mobile at some point this year. But it's so clearly been designed for mobile as well. You got like dailies and like there's... people are talking about how it's pay to win. It kind of isn't... I can see why people think that. Because you can give your Pokemon items to hold during the battle. And you can use a currency to make those items have better passive effects. So, for example, you can have it so that, like, every time you take damage, 1% of that damage is reflected back to the attacker. And then, like, if you upgrade it, it's a higher percentage. And you could just drop a load of money to upgrade that item. But I think there's a cap. So I imagine that, like, they've accounted for that in the balancing. But I'm yet to see a problem. I've won most of the games I've been in. In fact, the only game I've lost was because two of my team just dropped out for some reason. But it's really good. It's probably like the most easy to get into MOBA. There's only two lanes. The matches are 10 minutes. Like, there's a hard cap of 10 minutes. It's really, really nice. The only thing I will say, performance is terrible. Not in-game, in the menus, actually, like, getting through the menus to get into the game is horrible. It's not a nice experience. I thought maybe it was because I was playing in docked, so I thought maybe it was just the resolution, so I was like, I'll play in handheld. No, it's exactly the same. So I'm hoping that that gets patched, or maybe, like, the mobile version has slightly better performance. But it's good fun. If you don't mind, like, slow menus and sort of, like, questionable load times, the game's a solid 30 FPS, and it's really, really fun. I actually highly recommend it. It's free to play. They're giving out lots of items at the minute. And I think if you play within the next couple of days at the time we're recording this, you get a Pokemon. I can't remember when that promotion ends, but yeah, it's good. Recommend it.
Do you not get a Pokemon for starting the game?
I mean, you get to pick one, yeah. That, actually, yeah, so on that, like any MOBA, there's always rotating free characters you can try. But when you start the game, it's like, here, pick a license, and you can pick one of, like, five starters. I chose Charmander, because obviously I want to play every match as a Charizard. Because the tutorial has you play as a Pikachu and a Charmander, and I was just like, Charmander superior. And I think I've unlocked Ivysaur now as well. And to give context, when at the start of a match, every Pokemon is level one, and they're in, like, their first evolution. And then as the match progresses, you level up as you get XP, and you evolve, and you get new moves. You have a basic attack, and then, like, two special that are mapped to the two right shoulder buttons, and then the left shoulder button is your super, if you will. So for Charizard, you fly up in the air, and for a very brief window, you can fly across the map and do massive damage with your fire breath, which is awesome for, like, just ganking the enemy team. It's so much fun.
Is it just first-gen Pokemon right now?
No, there's quite a few Pokemon in there at the minute. I imagine in, like, some far-off future they might add all of them. I think there's, like, 40, but they're from all gens at the minute. But you've got, like, the sort of iconic ones, if you will. You know, the three main starters from Gen 1. A couple of the Sword and Shield Pokemon are in there. I'm not overly familiar with the generations. Alolan Vulpix is in there. Alolan Vulpix is OP, so that's my advice. Get Vulpix. She OP.
My baby.
She really OP. It probably is in there. I haven't finished. I did the first tutorial and just started playing. There are more tutorials. I don't know if type matchups matter, but I feel like they do. But maybe it's just the level. I don't know. I'll report next week when I actually finish the tutorial.
Okay, Winx.
Oof, I've been just playing a smorgasbord of games, but not because I want to, but because I feel like a lot of the games just didn't want to work this week for me. So the only one I really got to play properly was, like, Fall Guys again, but that's just turned into my brainless game that I play just kind of passively, just trying to grind and get stupid costumes just to play more. Just nothing's really changed there. Nothing new. But with the other two games that just I've had, like, such bad luck with, which was the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020. Only just, like, yesterday figured out what was going wrong. It was running off my CPU and not my GPU, which was, like, it made sense why it was running so poorly, but now that runs really smoothly, so I'm happy with that. But then also, I wanted to play Skate 3, but on my PC, so I thought I'll do a little cheeky and I'll emulate it. And every time I got to, I don't know, when I got into the game, like, properly, like, maybe for, like, 10 minutes, it would just crash every time. So it was, like, unplayable, and just, that was really, really annoying. But just today, I think even Nikki just sent a bunch of stuff to us, some news that Skate 1 and Skate 3 are going to be on Game Pass this week, which is going to be fantastic. And I'm like, what great timing. So I'm excited for that on Thursday. And just the other game I said last week, I was playing quotes, Unearth You, which is like a meditation wellness app game. It's not really a game, barely an app. It's been okay. If I didn't explain before, it kind of centers around this fake company called Further, and there's an AI there that is trying to help you, guide you to be your best self, or at least become more present and whatever. And I could just, the vibes it gave me was like, just rogue AI, it's gonna do a Black Mirror on me. And lo and behold, I'm almost finished, quote unquote, playing the game. And she is just that. She was actually like a, spoilers, not really. She's actually like a real life human who got, not trapped, but she basically got her conscious uploaded onto this app. And now she's like contemplating her life. And I'm like, lady, I thought this was about me getting better. I thought you were going to talk about me, not you. But it's been all right. It's okay. Like, I can't wait to see what happens in the end. But it got really dark real quickly. Like, she's kind of system shock, but light in the happy way, I guess, right now. But yeah, I want to know what the heck happens in the end. And that's been my week.
Okay, fair enough. Myself, Starbase, which released late last week. It's a massive download. If you've ever played Space Engineers, I believe it's similar to that. I haven't actually played Space Engineers. You're a robot and you have a ship and you go around doing whatever you want in a galaxy populated by other players. If you want to pirate other players, then get yourself kitted out to pirate other players. You can participate in wars and massive, massive battles, according to some of the trailers that they've put out. The early game is very slow going, though, because you've got your starter ship, which isn't very fast. And to make your money to buy another ship or to research things in the research tree, so you can craft them, it takes a lot of trips to the asteroid field that's about 20 kilometers away, or 20,000 kilometers away. I don't know. It says kilometers, but it takes a long time. It's like real time. If I wanted to drive 20 kilometers, it'd take about that time. I'd get there about the same time as I got to this asteroid field. The tutorial, since it's just launched into early access, is really bare bones. It tells you how to mine asteroids. It tells you how to cut apart ships, but not how to build ships, not how to shoot guns, not how to shoot ship weapons. It's very bare bones. There's two types of fuel. There's fuel and there is propellant. You need both of them on your ship. It didn't explain how to replace fuel rods. It didn't tell me where I need to get more fuel rods. I need to unlock those in the research tree. And propellant, you need to dock at these big spire things that are at the space stations and connect your ship to them this certain way. You don't have to dock, but you have to connect with there's a thing, you connect yourself to the ship when you're mining asteroids, and then it transports the ores that you're mining straight into the ship. So if you need propellant, you need to go near this spire and connect your ship the same way you'd connect yourself to the ship. It's easier to show than to tell, so I'll stop telling. and then you need to have sold ore to earn money to buy propellant to then go back into the asteroid field. It's slow going so far. I'm hoping to unlock some better engines or earn enough to buy a new ship. I need to find out how much new ships cost, in fact.
Are you having fun with the game, though?
I was having fun, and then it was a bit, I'll just watch Star Trek Lower Decks on the other screen while flying to the asteroid field, and then watch it again while I'm flying back from the asteroid field. Because you can get through about half an episode in the time it takes you to reach the asteroid field, which is so far away.
It's a bit like a Euro Truck Simulator, but in space.
Yeah, and you just see a cloud, because between the space station and the asteroid belt is just a cloud. so you don't even see anything interesting. You literally see nothing until you get through the cloud to the asteroids. I'm previewing it for the website, so check back in about 6 weeks once I've enough money to do anything. But something else you're going to have to wait for, Digimon Survive. The upcoming game in the Digimon series that we've seen very little about and should have been released in 2019 has been pushed back to sometime early ? 2022. It was announced in 2017 and 2018, mere months after the last Digimon game, Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth Hacker's Memory, came out. So it's been a while we've been waiting for this game.
Is it part of the Metal Gear Survive series?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure you've made this joke before.
You know what you don't have to wait for, Ace? And that's the release of Pokemon Diamond and Pearl remake in November, or whenever it is, because it's better than Digimon, as we discussed.
Unless it gets pushed back.
I mean, that's not going to push back. They put that game out there with no Pokemon in it, mate. It's Nintendo. What are you talking about? Have you seen the Pokemon games Game Freak make?
I mean, there's still scope for games to be pushed back for up to the week of release. We've seen in the past.
Not those greedy bastards at Game Freak.
Yeah, Game Freak are the greedy ones.
I mean, not to be like devil's advocate, but the Diamond and Pearl remakes aren't even being made by Game Freak. So,
yeah, well,
also they're remakes, they're not a brand new game.
Yeah,
ILCA, then the greedy bastards making those remakes. They don't even have a Wikipedia page, they need the money for the Wikipedia page.
I just to bring it back to Digimon Survive, because I am kind of looking forward to this. I say that though, every time I remember this game, it's because we're talking about it being delayed. Like, we have seen barely anything to do with this game, but people are really excited for it. But
we've seen a teaser and like four screenshots, I want to say.
Yeah, like if you Google image search, it's the same four screenshots over and over and over again.
Oh, apparently there was some gameplay shown. Must have been in the teaser. But yes, it's a bit disappointing, but not entirely unexpected.
Everything's being delayed at the minute. You know, what with the past year and a half of difficulties and stuff. And something to remember as well is that Japan is still very much dealing with the pandemic. Like, even now, at the time of recording, with the Olympics going on, half of, like, Tokyo is in a lockdown. Like, they're literally locking down everything but where the Olympics is happening. So that is probably impacting a lot of developments right now. So who knows?
Yeah, that's true. There's also Horizon Forbidden West has been delayed into 2022.
That's fine.
Everything's being delayed. Is this podcast going to get delayed?
Yes, this episode is coming out on a week next Tuesday.
That's...
Huh. We're recording two Greencasts between now and then.
You already said this will air on the 3rd of August, though, so how do you explain that?
No, I said we're recording on the 3rd of August.
Shit, you got me.
But yes, that was another one of our news stories. That's Horizon. It's because the first one's Horizon Zero Dawn. I could never remember Horizon Forbidden West.
You know, my favorite thing about this delay is that, as with all things in regards to either the PlayStation or the Xbox, as soon as something gets delayed, like, fans of the other console are like, you've got no games because yours has been delayed. We've got Starfield. And I'm sat there, I'm like, I'm sure Starfield doesn't come out till the end of next year. Why is that the one you're going for? Couldn't you go for Halo? Isn't that one more relevant? Like, surely Halo is the one you want to be praising.
Yeah, but there was that Halo leak that we're not actually talking about.
I didn't even see it. I just assumed it was like Master Chief, shoot bang, you know, AI girl. shoot bang. I don't know what happens in
AI go dabs.
Master Chief dabs. Master Chief spawns in and he's like, Cortana, this is Fortnite. And then it's just 30 hours of Fortnite.
I've heard it 3 hours of Master Chief just going, sheesh, in a high-pitched voice.
It's 20 hours of Master Chief doing a bake-off because he's got it wrong and he thought he was Master Chef.
Oh, that's so cute.
I would give Microsoft however much money they asked for if they were like, we'll put Master Chief on Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay. I would love to see this like 8-9 foot tall Spartan of a human just looking down at this angry Scottish man.
I assume he's going to give us the fake out and say this 8-9 foot tall Spartan person looking down at Master Chief.
I mean, it is Gordon Ramsay. He can probably like shapeshift. But yeah, Horizon, like, at the end of the day, like, I don't understand. Like, yes, it sucks when things are delayed, but at the end of the day, a delayed game will hopefully always be better. I mean, hell, you mentioned Halo. The beta that was going on over the weekend that just passed, that build was a two-month-old build, and it looks phenomenal compared to the gameplay they showed us when they had revealed it and then subsequently delayed it. And people were complaining, like, it looks like shit, and then they delayed it. People got angry. It now looks amazing. It plays amazing from what I've seen and heard. And people are still like, why did you delay it? And it's like, you're never happy. Shut up. You shouldn't even buy it. Like, if you're going to complain when a game gets delayed, or like you're going to throw a wobble, like, it's fair enough to be upset or a bit like angry. But like, if you're going to like go on a, like a rampage, you don't deserve to have that game. You're a terrible person.
Wait, there are people saying, why did they delay Halo Infinite?
Yes.
We know why they delayed it, because they like showed gameplay footage of people were up in arms about it.
Yeah. What idiots.
The average consumer is an idiot. And like, you know, Rhodes said as well, like, you just go onto like any social media platform and it's just like people, yeah, complaining like, your console sucks because like your games are delayed. And it's like, or you're just like, there was something the other day, it wasn't even like an announcement. PlayStation just like tweeted something. It was just a bog standard tweet. And you go into the replies and it's literally just Xbox is better. Xbox is better. And it's like, if your Xbox is so much better, just go play your Xbox and stop get off Twitter. play your Xbox.
I really thought those kind of console wars were kind of over with the 360 PS3 days, but it just seems to be as much of a like alive as it ever was.
It's part of remorse, isn't it? You spend £500 on a box and your box has to be the best of the boxes, even though both boxes are pretty much the same and it's just people shouting about teraflops, which is a made-up word that means absolutely fuck all. There not you like go. I just bits. Ended the console wars.
Not like the bits with Sega and Nintendo back in the day.
Oh, don't start us on the bit wars, because Ace will give us a lecture on the bit wars. Your old man knew.
I know, I think we have spoken about this before, but like it always makes me chuckle as well, because in the middle of all of this, you've got the vocal Switch fans, that anytime anything's announced, they're just like, where's my Switch version? And it'd be like PlayStation announcing a PlayStation exclusive, and they'd be like, Switch version when? And then when the Switch version is never announced, they're like, you didn't give us a Switch version. You guys are bastards.
They're sat there like, where is my Switch version of Cyberpunk 2077 CD exactly. Projekt Red?
I mean, okay.
Some poor dev somewhere at CD Projekt Red is like, please no. God, no.
Even if hey,
No, it's CD Projekt Red's fault for bringing out The Witcher 3 on Switch.
Even if they did release Cyberpunk 2077 out on Switch, it would just be a download. It wouldn't really be on the cartridge, really. And I don't know why people want everything to be on Switch when you would have to upgrade the memory to like a ridiculous size.
Cyberpunk wouldn't fit on a base Switch.
I mean, no. Like, a lot of games don't fit on the base Switch. A lot of the games that are released on Switch do not fit on the Switch. Not a lot. There are some.
I'd always like to take this moment to remind you that Breath of the Wild is only 7 gigabytes. So, your move, Bethesda, CD Projekt Red, insert game company here.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's tiny. I mean, I know there's been DLC and updates, so it may be a little bit big now, but it was about 7 gig on release.
If you download it illegally to emulate it, say it's like 10, 15 gigabytes or something.
Yeah, but that's, you know, you've got to, when you download things illegally, they have pirate ships and cool flags and all that sort of stuff.
I was just going to add to this that my favorite, like, gamer fandom competition moment was when they were teasing whatever Persona 5. Well, it was Persona 5 Strikers in the end. But for a while, there was this whole like Persona 5 S, and everyone was like, Switch version. It's a Switch version. And like, what made me laugh is they were like they were adamant it was a Switch version. And anytime there was anything to do with Persona that wasn't a Switch version, they were fuming. Then when they announced Strikers, they were fuming because it wasn't Persona 5 Royal Edition on Switch. But the funny thing about it, Strikers came to the Switch.
Yes.
So they still got a Persona Switch game, and they were still unhappy. It's just like,
well, yeah, but to be fair, wouldn't you be unhappy if you had a console that didn't have a Persona game on it? Then suddenly there was one. Well, I'd be fuming.
I'd be fuming if I had a console and the game, which was never even like, if there was a game that I wanted on the platform, but there was no inclination that it would ever be released on the platform, didn't get released when I said it was going to be released. Why don't developers know what I want? I want. They should do what I want, Rhodes.
I think they should add the console wars to Smash Brothers.
As items, just pick up the console and throw it at each other.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, if they introduced some hyperdimension Neptunia characters into Smash, there's your console wars. Because they're all based on the consoles. Versus yeah. Is the Xbox, because jeez.
You know what's shit about modern consoles, Ace? You know what's shit about them?
Everything?
No, that you have to pay for spare hard drive space, eh?
Yeah, I was wondering if you can do a segue.
I feel like I'd save it before we sat here fucking riffing on Nintendo for an hour, because we all will. Like, we would.
I mean, we have some time to spare because not much news to talk about. But yes, you can now add an M.2 or M2, either one, SSD to the PlayStation 5. So long as you have a well-lit room, a Phillips head screwdriver, a small flashlight. Why do you need a well-lit room and a flashlight? And you want to add a heat sink onto it.
And a brain, maybe.
And it might not work because it has to be specifically compatible because of the way that the PlayStation 5 memory works.
You know what else it won't do? Run Horizon Forbidden West in 2021.
Well, what's the opposite of a segue?
I was just mocking the fact that it's got no games, as the internet keeps telling me.
Oh, so why would you want... M2 SSD has been announced by Seagate, or they've confirmed the FireCuda 530 SSD is supported by the PS5. From the image, it doesn't look like it's got a heatsink, but I don't know enough about M2 SSDs to confirm or deny.
All of those company names were awful.
Seagate FireCuda.
Yeah, like it sounds like a really shit 80s band and song.
Ooh, FireCuda.
Can I quit?
No. I mean, Wink still has a vote, but it's 2-1.
Oh, no.
Oh, 3-1. I thought
that was given.
Your move, Nikki.
You also need to have the beta software for the PS5, or beta firmware. Are they calling it software now? System software, in any case.
You see, the thing is with that, though, it's pointless because my PS5 has been asking me to update my controller firmware since I first got it. I've still never done that. So there's no chance of updating to a beta software to plug in an SSD.
Well, if you do update to the beta software and install an M2 SSD, you'll need to remove it so you can update the system software.
You'll also need to have a lot of money because, oh my God, is it expensive? Like 500 gigs is $150, which is, you can buy a gig terabyte of SSD for maybe like 30, 40 pounds. That's what, like $60?
But you can't plug it into the USB and use it.
I wonder why.
You can with the Xbox X.
Can you get a 1 terabyte SSD for £30?
Wait, a terabyte? Well, I've been just from Googling. This is like popped right there.
I mean, you can get some scary sizes for some cheap prices, but it's not going to be a very reputable manufacturer. Yeah,
I've not seen a good SSD for less than 100 quid for a terabyte.
The 2 terabyte is $514.99 of this Fire CUDA, and that's dollars, so that's more than the PlayStation 5.
Yeah, I'll let Rhodes get a 4 terabyte for $1,000. But it's Seagate approved, so it's...
The thing is, I don't need to buy one because there's no games.
Oh, so yeah, that's true. Mm.
The only game on the PlayStation 5 is everyone's favorite game, Sackboy's Adventure.
What about Call of Duty? You're gonna need 4 terabytes for Call of Duty before.
No. We offer PlayStation gamers and play shooters, Ace, because we're all children. We only play platformers. We're the new Nintendo.
But it's my understanding that only children play COD.
Is my question, looking at the prices of some of these SSDs, is how long? Do you know what? No, I reckon you could probably just, for the price of these SSDs, you could probably just buy an Xbox with Game Pass.
Yeah.
I'll just get yourself a PC.
But if you did buy an Xbox with Game Pass, then you wouldn't have the space to install all of the Game Pass games.
But then at least you've got the PlayStation to prop your Xbox on.
Ah, so the solution is to be rich. I'll write that down.
Yeah, just be rich, or I don't know.
As someone who has both of these consoles and isn't rich, let me tell you that isn't the solution. The solution is poor financial investment.
Ah.
Speaking of being rich, Take-Two...
I've won the lottery, I quit!
Take-Two has announced, among other things, that GTA 5 sales have surpassed 150 million units. This from a game that sold more in its opening weekend than that year's Call of Duty did in October, November, and December. I looked up the figures at the time. And they've also announced that they're publishing some more games, one from Hangar 13, the developer behind Mafia 3, and Firaxis, creating a Marvel-themed turn-based strategy. And they're also working on an exciting new franchise. And that's in quotes. With a release planned before, the end of this financial year.
See, looking at that list, I saw something really interesting, which was that they were making a new Duke Nukem game, which I was unaware of. It's called Duke Nukem Gets Cancelled. And I'm just thinking, wouldn't it be so ironic if it got cancelled itself?
It'd be both ironic and also very expected.
Yes.
Are you serious? I didn't know about that.
Me neither. I was like, how did I miss that? There's also another game which...
I think sometimes when you see the word Duke Nukem, almost like a black space in your brain exists, so it can just go and absorb it, so you don't have to know it was real.
Well, the thing is, a new Duke Nukem is inevitable, because when Gearbox took Duke Nukem Forever and published it, that the entire reason they did that was because the problematic Randy Pitchford wanted to have the IP. Like, they have the IP, and IP law dictates that you have to do something with it.
I mean, when it comes to Duke Nukem, IP law dictates you have to pass it around for 20 years and then fucking hope that someone else sorted it out.
Let's slap a few pop culture references in it and call it done.
Slap a few pop culture references in it, but you did that in, 2003, and the game didn't actually get released till 2011. There's a Britney Spears reference in it.
She's always relevant.
Well. Not in 2011.
I mean, Duke Nukem came out in 2011. It's now been 10 years. We are due something.
Duke something.
saying that Duke has dated references, some of his most famous lines come from Army of Darkness, which was released 3-4 years before Duke Nukem 3D.
I mean, I was referring more to the inclusion of Master Chief's power armor in the game and making a joke about it and things like that. Not so much his quotes, because the best thing about Duke Nukem is the voice actor and the quotes.
Mm-hmm. Isn't most things that John stolen from everything else?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, even the poster for Duke Nukem 3D is a riff on Army of Darkness.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't even think I've ever seen the poster for Duke Nukem. Yeah. I'm about to look at it. Wait, Duke Nukem 3D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah, so it is. Wow. What a thieving bastard. He's probably going to get cancelled because he keeps stealing IPs. That's why he's going to get cancelled.
Apparently, we're going to find out more at Gamescom when Take-Two show off what they're doing. Probably not going to show us more about GTA 6 because why would they?
Because it's not real.
It's a fever dream. Okay, this article that I linked, apparently the version of GTA 5 for the PS5 and Xbox XS is expanded and enhanced. So they are releasing new Grand Theft Auto single player content. It's just part of the old single player content.
Two generations worth of content just reheated again for twice now.
I'm just waiting for the we have the Skyrim meme of fading it to black and then fading into that cart. What's the GTA 5 equivalent?
Oh shit, here we go again.
That's San Andreas.
Yeah, still relevant.
It's going to be relevant when it gets a re-release, isn't it?
It's going to be the most relevant.
It is not a remake, but a redo of San Andreas, though, right? Because it's set in the same city.
If they actually do a remake of San Andreas, though, it would make it once again the most recent Grand Theft Auto game, surely.
Could they just, like, not? Could they just make a good game?
I think they make lots of good games, Rockstar.
I don't know. I mean, in all seriousness, people seem to think the most likely candidate is Bully. That, like, Bully's going to get a remake or a sequel. Like, apparently that's something they've been teasing for ages, is like a sequel to Bully. I never played it, so I don't know. But everyone seems to want that more. Well, everyone, as in the from what I've seen on the internet, wants that more than any other remake.
It's not that good.
No, but I think it's probably just nostalgia, isn't it? Because Bully, it's just a flash in the pan, it's like a one and done thing.
I can beat up kids and no one can tell me off.
We're calling the authorities right now.
I'm in the game.
The social services are on their way to your house right now.
I mean, I just want to point out that Take-Two were the publishers of the greatest game of all time. Rockstar Games presents Table Tennis. Where's my remake of that, huh?
Well,
where's my table tennis?
I think
don't you dare say GTA 5. That doesn't count.
When it comes to Rockstar, like all those games on the outside, on the outskirts, they kind of all got consumed by GTA. And you got table tennis, you got what's that one? The Midnight
Nightclub.
Midnight Nightclub, yeah. It all kind of just gets congealed and consumed by GTA 5. The V stands for four.
Oh my god.
Grand Theft Auto, come on.
Well, what are we expecting this exciting new franchise to be?
I've got an idea, right? I think it's a new take on Duke Nukem, right? But instead of like a big grizzly man, he's a bird, and it's called Duke Tukan.
Oh, God.
That's it. That's all I've got for you.
It's Duke Nukem going to, like, group counseling to improve himself and become a more acceptable member of society who's, you know, not relying on sexism and racism to get by. And also, like, he was technically addicted to steroids as well, so he should probably go to rehab.
Maybe he just gets a job at Ubisoft.
Duke Nukem at Walmart.
That's so bizarre. Duke Nukem, but he works in Wetherspoons.
He'd fit right in.
Hey, who wants a mocktail? I don't know what they drink at Wetherspoons. It's full of idiots.
A pitcher of gasoline.
Can I have a pitcher of tap water, please?
That's me.
Oh, actually, you know, on a serious note,
I was being serious about the toucan.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, on another serious note, Cloud Chamber, which is the old, I forgot what they were called. The people that made Bioshock, Infinite, and then because the guy in charge decided he just didn't want to have to pay his staff, laid off like 95% of the company and rebranded it to a smaller studio.
Irrational.
That's the one, yeah. They are technically working on a new Bioshock, and we've not heard anything since they were founded in 2019. So it could be that. I mean, it's not a new IP, but like we could maybe hear something about that.
Well, if it was in Bioshock, we've done the water, we've done the air. Maybe the next game will be in lava or on Earth.
Be in space. Starfield, there is. Starfield. Oh, hey, shit. Yeah.
Maybe the new Grand Bioshock will just be Grand Theft Auto. But like a bit more like philosophical.
Grand Theft Bioshock.
All of Take-Two's IPs have just blurred into one for me now, because yeah. I just really don't remember what they are.
It is
we've got all... Grand Theft Auto, Civilization, Borderlands,
2K games.
XCOM.
They do WWE games as well, don't they?
Mm.
Yeah, they're awful.
You know, I would like a sports game that was just like, I don't know, it's just a decent badminton sports game. Just, I mean, they've got Top Spin. Oh my god, 2K Topcock.
Hey, those tennis games are class. They're also available on PlayStation Plus today.
They published Evolve. What if we're finally getting that sequel to Evolve that everyone wanted? And by everyone, I mean Rash.
Evolve D.
I mean, isn't that Back for Blood?
Oh, yeah. It's
no, that's the Left 4 Dead spiritual successor that is by the Left 4 Dead team.
Isn't it also by
the Evolve team?
Yeah, they also did Evolve.
No, I don't fucking know anymore. A new Spec Ops game. I'm just looking at the list of like franchise IPs they own.
GTA with a female protagonist.
Oh, well,
I'll know that.
I know it's 2021, but I don't think the game was quite right. No, I'm kidding. That'd be amazing. But the thing is, I think we spoke about this before. Like, if they do that, she isn't going to be the main protagonist.
Probably not. No, she'd be one of six. But you can
be fair, like, is any main character in a Grand Theft Auto game actually the main character?
I mean, they're all unlikable.
I don't know if they're all unlikable. I thought Franklin was all right.
Yeah, Franklin's good.
But again, he's not really the main character. Like,
it's I just want to add that like I've only played like an hour of GTA 5's single player. It bored me that much.
Oh, I mean, get out.
No.
Get out. Go back to your gachas.
you think I'm not playing them right now?
This talk of GTA has made me remember a tweet I saw the other day, or something on Reddit. A picture comparing the script size for GTA 3 and GTA 4. And GTA 3 was a handful of pages. GTA 4 was massive. And I just imagine most of that was, hey, it's me, your cousin.
Yeah, I like the idea that they wrote that every single time he was going to call you and say it. Like, they didn't write it once. They just wrote it between like every single piece of like story. But,
exactly.
Oh, put another bowling line. Come on. Kids love bowling.
Yes, Nikki, you found the picture I was referring to.
It's still not as impressive as the script that was the code that like got the astronauts to the moon. That was the size of someone.
Wasn't that smaller than a Word document or something like the size of?
Yeah. It's like printed out. It's like you can stack it to like the height of a person. But I think the actual file size was like so tiny. It's ridiculous. But
I'm glad we've got past this stage where, like, you know, when, like, they're releasing big narrative games and people are like, oh, did you hear that, like, the script for this is, like, 13,000 pages? And you're like, it means nothing. Like, so much of that is someone going, hey, get back here! And, like, just generic things like that. Like, it actually doesn't say anything about the quality of the story just because it's long.
I'm sorry to say there are games being released in the year 2021 that are... Oh, it's got X amount of words in the narrative. And it's like, yeah, okay.
Some people do it with game world size as well, don't they? Like, this game is 32 kilometers square. And you're like, who cares?
I mean, Cat Mary Tamasi has the entire planet Earth in. Yeah. You can still roll around it in 30 seconds if you get the Cat Mary big enough.
Well, yeah, that is true.
There you go. That's what they're going to announce. A game where you write a script for a game.
Holy shit. And then they take the best one and make an actual game. Geniuses. Yeah. Holy shit.
And it turns out it's Peter Molyneux involved.
It's the next WWE game.
I mean, nothing can be worse than the last one. So.
Or is it going to be, let's go full conspiracy theory. Are they going to like is that abandoned teaser game going to finally come out, and it's going to turn out that it's a 2K published Silent Hill with Kojima involved?
Well, I mean, they did say that they passed Silent Hill over to someone, didn't they?
I mean, I think we know who that is. I think it's
One of them is what they call Team Blooper Team. I can't remember what they're called. Someone with O's in it. But there's two. There's like a small project and a big project. So
yeah, but the I'm pretty sure. I'm just checking. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. So Blooper Team, who made the Medium, they're a Polish video game developer. And if I recall, the quote two projects that are being worked on for Silent Hill, one has been outsourced, as in to Blooper Team, and the other is being made by a Japanese developer. I'm pretty sure that's the case. I don't think it's Konami that's making it. I think it's another Japanese company. But like, they were very specific about that. Like, yeah, they've outsourced. Like, I'm pretty sure the wording was outsourced one to the West, and it's like that could literally be anyone.
It just threw in the Pacific Ocean. Was like, yeah, I'll figure it out.
And it somehow ended up in Poland.
When they said West, they actually meant like Kyoto.
That's north of Tokyo.
Maybe it's slightly west.
I'm going to check right now just to prove. Oh, actually, hang on.
I'm sure Kyoto is not north of Tokyo. I'm sure it's south.
All right, shut up.
Oh.
okay, no, right. I wasn't wrong. I was thinking, sorry, it's north of Osaka, but it is west of Tokyo.
I mean, you were wrong.
Yeah.
Shut up, let's end this podcast.
And with that, we've reached the end of our podcast. Thank you for joining me, Rhodes, Nikki, and Lynx. That might be it for this episode of the Greencast, but you can subscribe wherever you found this episode for a new episode every Tuesday night. You can hear more from GameGrin by visiting GameGrin.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Pals Anime Lounge podcast, which covers the latest anime from the current season. And until next time, game on.